Shalom. We'll talk a little bit about Adar, which is going to be starting this week, Adar Beis, and the Adar for which we'll be celebrating Chag HaPurim, Sheyavo Aleinu Letova. So we'll talk first of all about Simcha. What is Simcha? I think that a good opportunity to understand Simcha is to look at the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, where he talks about Simchas Yontif, and he asks how we accomplish Simchas Yontif, and he says that for little kids, we have to give them nuts and treats, and for women, they're supposed to get clothes and nice jewelry, and men have to have basar and yayin. And the Rambam quite fiercely then mentions that if you have a family that is trying to experience Simchas Yontif, and it's an Abba and an Ima and the children, and they're having a beautiful Yontif meal, but they have been Noel Daltot Chatzero. They have locked up the door of their courtyard, and they have not at all put any focus in being machil or mashke, the aniyim, or the mari nefesh, the poor people who don't have, the bitter-souled, downtrodden individuals. The Rambam says, Ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. This is not simchas mitzvah that is being accomplished by this guy having the beautiful Yontif meal with his family and his family alone. This is Simchas Kreso. This is his stomach having happiness. Not a happiness of mitzvah, but a happiness of this man's stomach. The Rambam is quoted in the Mishnah Brura telling us that we have three mitzvahs on Purim which we have to spend money on. They are the Suda, they are Mishloach Manos and Matanas Levyonim. And he says that Mutav La'adam Laharbos B'Matanas Levyonim, that ideally we should spend more money on Matanas Levyonim than we do on the other two mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos and Suda. Okay, what does that mean? That if the Suda is going to cost $10 and Mishloach Manos are going to cost $12, so Matanas Levyonim, ideally we should spend more than $12, that out of all three we should be spending the most on it. And what's the reason? He says, She'ein Sham Simcha Gedolo Mifara, because there's no greater or more glorious Simcha then to make happy the hearts of the poor people, the orphans, the widows, and the converts. That someone who makes happy the hearts of these downtrodden individuals, he's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What does that mean? He's like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think we can explain that a Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us what we don't have, the ability to attain by ourselves. Namely eyesight, namely hearing, namely food, namely, a spouse, namely anything and everything that we could not attain just with our own koach of mankind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and provides for us. And therefore, when we also provide for others, things, money, food, whatever it is that they are not able to attain by themselves, we are doing the most godly act. God is always giving, and so too in such a situation, we are godly in the fact that we are giving. It is mamish a kiyum of halachta bidrachav, an emulation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. To the extent that I think that we have to all recognize as Jews, one of the first and foremost things we have to recognize is that if someone asks us for some tzedakah, so there's no question about it that what that individual is doing for you is much more than you will be doing for him if you give him tzedakah. It's true, you're going to give him a few dollars. That's wonderful. You'll help him get his next meal, perhaps. However, he is giving you the opportunity to act as a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the holiest act available to a Jew, right? That is the ability to be a giver. I want to talk about this in the sense of other coming. We know that in other we have the minhagim yeshivos and minhagim of these Purim spiels and all kinds of kalus rosh, frivolous behavior that are sort of synonymous with the month of Adar. And I just want to mention something that I think needs to be reminded to us each and every year, throughout the year, but definitely by the commencement of Adar. The Gemara says, "Kol amalbin pnei chaveru berabim kilu shofich damim." Anyone who whitens the face of his friend in public, it's as if he spilt his blood. It's as if he murdered him. And it happens to be that there are actually achronim that discuss this Gemara and discuss the possibility that if someone came over to me and said, "David, embarrass Betty in public or I'm going to kill you," that I would have to be killed before I did this act of embarrassing Betty in public, which Chazal and this Gemara tell us is akin to me killing Betty. As we know, that one of the three cardinal sins is murder. And this is discussed in the Achronim. Now, no Achron, to my knowledge, has the fierce response that really you have to die before you embarrass someone in public. No one comes to that stringent conclusion. But nonetheless, by mere virtue of the fact that there are Achronim who are discussing this, we see the severity and really how close to murder embarrassing someone in public is. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, on the same daf, Nun Ches Amud Bey, says, "Kol yordim legehenim olim." Anyone who goes down to hell will go up to Shamayim Chutz Mishlosha Shiyordim Ve'ein Olim. There are three people, they go down and they never go up. Ve'elu Hein, who are they? Haba al Eshes Ish, someone who has relations with a married woman. Ve'hamal bin Pinei Chaveiro Berabim, someone who embarrasses someone in public. Ve'amekana Shem Ra Lechaveiro, someone who refers to someone by a nickname that they do not approve of being referred to by. We see here that the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro of making sure not to embarrass someone is of the utmost importance. And definitely, the Simcha of Purim does not override the loving, the Suri D'Oraisa, of not treating our friends the way we would want to be treated. The simple commandment of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. I'll conclude with a fascinating, shocking source, one could say, of Rav Avadya Yosef. He writes in Yechav Edas, Simon Nun of Chelek Hay, he says, the Ra'isi Kasuf, he saw written that the son of the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, Niftar, Mirov Agmas Nefesh, he died because of the suffering he endured, Ekev Divrei Elbonos, Shehut Chuklapov Al Yedei Rav Purim, because of the many insults that were thrown in his direction by someone who was mocking him, mimicking him on Purim, where the imperative was supposed to be simcha. Nonetheless, it led to his deterioration, his physical deterioration, and his ultimate death. Rav Avadya continues, Hashem atov yechaper ba'ad. Hashem should atone for the sins that were done to Rav Shimon Sofer. And then he says that chas v'shalom, especially in the yeshivas, that we should continue with such minhagim of making fun of people, especially rabbanim, where the Rabbanim, according to Rav Avadya, in his quoting of the Ravid, the Rabbanim don't even have the right to be mochel on their kavod when it comes to bizayon. Really, the halacha we know is that if a Rav wants to be mochel on his kavod, that is mutter. He can say, "Oh, you don't have to speak to me in the third person. You can say, do you want a cup of coffee? Not does the rabbi want a cup." That's mutter. But the Ravid quoted here by Rav Avadya says that a Rav cannot be mochel on his kavod if it is going to be a situation of being mevazeh, disgracing the rabbi. In such a situation, he's not allowed to be mochel. And Rav Avadya does not go into the reasoning, but I think that the reasoning is obvious. If we have a rav, an emissary from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, someone who is supposed to be basically portraying a walking, living Sefer Torah, how dare that rav decide that he is going to permit someone to embarrass him, to disgrace him, to make a bizayon? Such a bizayon is not only a bizayon of the rav, but it would be chalila, a bizayon of the Torah that Rav represents. And obviously in a situation of a Rav, these minhagim are horrific, but in the situation of any individual, to make fun of them in order to get an extra laugh on Purim is definitely inappropriate and absolutely usur. We know that Rav Yisrael Salanter, he once saw two youngsters and they were pushing each other around, and one said, "I'm taller than you," and the other one said, "I'm taller than you, I'm taller than you." And they're having a fight, who's taller, until one of them finally threw the other youngster to the ground and said, "See, I told you that I'm taller than you." And Rav Yisrael Salanter approached that boy and said, "Why did you have to throw him to the ground in order to prove that you're taller? Why couldn't you have just stood on that box over there and showed him that you are taller?" And that really is the lesson. When we want to elevate ourselves, we want to elevate our simcha, we elevate. We don't, chalila, try to elevate simcha by demoting others. Should be a freilacha adar, an adar full of simcha, but also an adar full of yiras shamayim and v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha.